Welcome back to This Week in Channel 9. We're your new hosts. I'm Christina.
My name is Beth.
And we're here to talk about everything new happening this week around Microsoft and in the world.
Yeah. So I guess I'm introducing myself. My name is Beth, and I'm a producer with Microsoft Virtual Academy, been a dev for a while.
I'm Christina. I'm a senior content project manager also in Microsoft Virtual Academy. Good stuff.
Right.
So let's get right to it. So one of the big stories this week is that Microsoft has a brand new bounty program around Windows. They're offering up to $250,000 for people to find bugs within Windows and get stuff fixed. Mm. I think this is really great.
How much money can I get?
You can get up to $250,000 if the bug is severe enough. So if it's like something for Hyper-V, it'll be $250,000.
Right.
If it affects a preview build on Windows, 15 grand.
So calling for skilled developers who are into these kind of things.
Totally. And you can even win like a blue hat prize. And this is all about encouraging research into Microsoft and helping make Windows more secure.
Awesome. So next one up, we have Azure Container Instances. Containers have fundamentally changed the way that developers develop their apps, deploy their apps to the cloud, and how system administrators manage their environments. So now that we're talking about, there's another blog about it's getting easier and easier how Azure Container Instances is providing a simple experience to get started with containers in the cloud. This is going to enable you to quickly create and develop new containers with only simple parameters.
Very cool.
Yep.
That's great. That's awesome. That sounds really good.
Next up.
All right. You can now register for the Microsoft Edge Web Summit 2017. Kyle Flug wrote this up for the Edge team. What's up, Kyle? If you're watching at home, I know you are. So the Edge team is in Seattle is meeting up on September 13th. It's going to be a jam-packed day full of energetic technical sessions
looking
at what's new around Windows and why you should be building stuff at Edge.
Right. So on the lookout for that event.
What's next?
The next one is new extensions for Visual Studio 2017. So we already have a lot of new tools and extensions that's built for Visual Studio 2017. And that now that it's out and been in the world for a while, we're seeing a lot of new extensions that's written either specifically for this latest release of the IDE, or it's updated for support for Visual Studio 2015 and 2017. There are a lot of tools that built out there. So if you're using them, it's built for your fellow developers from the community. Give them a shout out, give them some love, and then let them know that you're loving their tools, and then also try to build something on your own.
I love it. I love it. All right, next up, this is super cool. So we all care about the HoloLens, at least I do. Like, I'm super stoked about the HoloLens.
Right.
Developers are finally starting to build some really cool stuff. But the second version of the HoloLens is HPU, which is its holographic processing unit. It's its custom chipset, is in the works right now. And in a blog post, Mark Polifries basically laid out some of the cool things that the HPU is going to have. So the next version of HoloLens, its HPU, is actually going to have an AI coprocessor that will be dedicated to deep neural networks. So it'll actually be able to take on the AI tasks on the chipset itself. Usually, you have to use FPGAs and kind of parallel networks. But since the HoloLens sits on your face and has a big battery, the fact that it's able to do this still kind of in a lightweight manner is amazing. And I think that, especially when we look at augmented reality and some of the other really cool, amazing stuff you can do with HoloLens, having that AI coprocessor will mean that the stuff the devs can build is that much better, right?
Yep. Man, I'm getting all the coding stuff.
You are. Well, you're the dev, man.
All right. I'm talking about building Xamarin Forms Nuget.
Nuget. Love it.
So we all know that Xamarin Forms is a great way to explore, to get you to grow comfortably working with code. And then it's the way that you work with it would be like clone and clone the repository and actually run it. And you can only use it as, you know, something that's add-on to your coding project. But now what you can do is the next steps you can take is to make your own customizations to Xamarin.Forms to build and distribute your own NuGet packages within your organization.
Awesome.
So there's a blog post out there talking about building Xamarin Forms NuGet that you can do your own customizations. It's going to walk you through how to do that locally, and then we're going to discuss, you know, how you can configure that in this on the same way on VSCS, which is Visual Studio Team Services. They keep changing those names.
They do keep changing the names, right?
I can't figure it out.
Like team
right. So, but Visual Studio Team Services, that's how they're going to show you how to configure Zama Informs on.
That's awesome.
Yep.
I love it. All right. Do you remember, Beth, do you remember the Bodie McBoatface debacle? So if you don't remember the story,
tell us about it.
In Britain had voted to name a boat Bodie McBoatface, and then the government was like, actually, no, we're not going to do that. But
they should.
Never fear. Yeah, they should have. But in Sweden, Sweden is so much cooler than Britain, and frankly, most of the rest of the world. Don't take offense if you don't live in Sweden. I just think that's cool. But what they've done is that there was an online poll that basically is naming a train in Sweden Trainee McTrainface. And the best part is that the Swedish rail firm approved it. So it's actually, there's going to be a train
out there in the world.
Trainee McTrainface. Finally, justice for, for ridiculous names.
Check it out. So we've got some news from the Microsoft 1 week hackathon. We got 2017 Imagine Cup champions.
This is awesome. So every year, you know, Microsoft has this big Imagine Cup where teams from all over the world compete for big prizes. And this year, it's Team XGLU from the Czech Republic has won the big prize. So this
international.
Is international. Way to go, Czech Republic. Right. Basically, this has been going on for 15 years, and it's inspired apparently like 2 million students all over the world to bring their biggest and boldest ideas
That's
to
great.
Life. And then this XGLU's project is very cool. It's a combination of hardware and Microsoft Azure, of course, to help people with diabetes better cope with the disease's symptoms. So the team wins a bunch of really cool stuff. They get a mentoring session with Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella, $100,000 in cash, $125,000 Azure grant, and very cool, they're going to get tickets to 2018 Microsoft Build Developer Conference.
Awesome.
Right? Congratulations to all the teams who participated and to Czech Republic for winning.
Yep, keep it up. Next up, getting started with F-sharp as a C-sharp developer. Am I doing that correctly?
You are, yeah. F-sharp, maybe. Sharp.
So F-sharp has always been like, you know, the hot topics about which one of the programming language is coming up next. So there's a blog post out there that's going to show you if you're coming from a more object-oriented background as a developer that you're using C-sharp, you use Java as your day-to-day job or hobby. To program, there's another way now that you can get started with F-sharp as that kind of a developer now.
That's awesome.
So it's a time to be curious
Check
and ready
it out.
To learn. Like a brand new programming language is always cool, right?
It is always cool.
And that's like one thing that we all love about this whole tech industry is keep learning and keep going forward with the new things.
And you know where you can learn lots of stuff about lots of different things?
Right.
You can, right here on Channel 9, lots of resources, but you can also go to Microsoft Virtual Academy, MVA.
I wonder what that is.
MVA.microsoft.com, get all kinds of training.
Yeah.
Check out that blog post if you want to learn F-sharp and you're a C-sharp developer.
Right.
All right, now it is time for the picks of the week.
Yay!
I'm excited. All right, my pick of the week is that the Windows 10 Creator Update is now available for all Windows 10 devices. Right? This is great. So it came out 4 months ago, and it's been rolling out slowly ever since, but it's now been certified for all business and enterprise devices. This is actually a really big shift because a long time ago, not even that long ago, it took some time for the release cadence for people in the enterprise to get the latest versions of Windows.
Yeah.
But we've now moved to a biannual process, and so it's been certified. It'll be good in the business.
That's awesome.
This is great. Not only do you get a lot of really good features with the Creators Update, but you're going to have the most secure system, too. So this is really great. Of course, keep in mind the Fall Creators Update is just around the corner. So
give it a try.
Yep.
Last but not least,
I love this.
Let's talk about it. We still love MS Paint. So
who doesn't?
Let's
man?
Get it straight on
it's
camera.
It's not dead.
It's not going away.
So the background was it was going to be deprecated from Windows 10, and this is true.
Of course, this is my week of pick of the week, right?
Right, so good, right? Sorry, go on. Tell us about it.
Right, so if there's anything that we learn, it's been 32 years that MS Paint's been with us.
Like
we all know that you love it very much, that we have lots of fans. There's been a lot of amazing projects that you've done on it, and then we've seen some confusion around the internet that like MS Paint is going away. But today we're telling you it's going to the Windows Store free.
It's going to stick around.
Right, it's going to stick around for a long time.
It's going to stick around for a long time. And there's also the 3D Paint program, too.
Right, right.
So if you want to get into the kind of the next generation of Paint, there's that stuff. But never fear, Paint is not going away. It's just going to be an app in the Windows Store.
There's your good news for the week, too.
Love it.
Holla. So that's about everything that we want to talk about for this week, Channel 9. And again, Christina and I are new on the show. Hope you like us.
Yes. tweet us, let us know what your thoughts are, let us know in the comments.
For sure, and keep following Channel 9, also NBA.
And also NBA.